Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Baru, what stage for Queens? What stage for Queens of Stone Age? Don't mess around with this one. Put the rock band on the greatest sounding stage in the world. Don't mess around on that.
Hello. Welcome, everybody.
Okay, so we're live.
You're live. Welcome. Yes.
Okay. I've never done a live anything before, like a streaming kind of thing. Hello, everybody. This is the What Podcast. It is lineup day. Before I start rambling on into anecdotes.
That's not true. You've done the radio. The radio is live.
Well, other than the 20 years of live radio, if you throw that part out, I haven't done a video cast like this before, quite like this. So I'm sitting here like it says I'm in the backstage. And so I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? So welcome in, everybody. Thanks for being here. It is it's an exciting day, and it looks like information is changing as we speak. Are you getting these texts to Lord Taco, the fine producer and overall tech guy of the show?
I am, and this has been the craziest year to try to keep up with everything.
It really is, and it's pissing me off a little bit.
I know. It's a little disconcerting. We made all these plans, and then, of course, everything changed. Throws off our whole week, so, you know, we've had to try to do a few things. Barry's not here yet. He is on his way.
Barry will be here shortly. So we originally, the text we just got is a confirmation from Barry from down the chain line that it'll be, wait, hold on. Did I read that right? Sorry. My bad, guys. I'm all discombobulated. So that's
we've got about 30 texts too.
So we're looking, it's a huge thread. So we're looking at 11 o'clock Eastern, just like we had planned, right? That didn't change. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I read the text wrong. Whew. Okay.
Well, and of course, you know, we've got to do the Eastern to Central conversion. So, you know, we're Eastern, but we're barely Eastern.
Those that don't know, we are one county away from Central Time. Yeah. And so anybody who lives in this general area, no matter what it is, a work meeting, a school meeting, whatever, there's always a time issue with when you're scheduling appointments. And so this year's been a little bit even more annoying because it's changed from noon to 11 to 10 to noon to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we understand, there's just some red tape. There's some you know, the fine print that they've got to wait before they can legally, through all the contracts, go live. And for some reason, there was a couple of hangups this year. And so if it's been this way in the past, I don't quite remember. But it's still one of the calendar days, Taco, right? Like, I mean, it kind of hit me last night for the first time.
Wait a minute. Insane Clown Posse just leaked it.
Insane Clown Posse. So I guess ICP is going to be there, huh?
ICP is going to be there, and they put the whole thing up.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Imdu Mokhtar. You know, because what was it, 2021 or 20? Imdu Mokhtar leaked the lineup. They weren't supposed to, and looks like ICP did the same thing this year. So,
you know, I haven't looked at it yet. There is really something to say. We'll get to it. There's really something to say about the fact
before you say it. I know it's early, but
my man.
There we go. Okay.
My man.
Cheers, everyone.
My man. I've I do have my Bonnaroo cup. No PBR in it, but
I'm already getting called out in chat for not having PBR yet. So
I will say that
there you go. You're welcome.
It's amazing that they're able to keep this much of a secret as they do, all the way until an hour, 30 or 25 minutes out, that they're able to keep this thing a secret in a country and a culture that can't keep a secret to save their life. in a country and a culture that loves to lie about everything and just make shit up, and secrets are basically non-existent. The fact that they're able to do this every year, all the way this close, and even for people like me and Barry, who have known a lot of these people for years, they still won't tell us. It's like, I thought you were my friend.
We can't get nothing. Yeah. State secrets aren't even this secure.
It doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. They're not going to let it, well, at least until the last minute. And I believe there's a little bit of calculation there between ICP and and Bonnaroo. Should we wait till Barry gets here before we start looking at it?
Yeah, I hate to dive into it just yet. Barry's not even here yet.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, I mean, out of all of the, you know, the rumors and the speculation and people talking about who they wanted to see, I have heard nobody ever mention ICP. So this came out of nowhere, it seems like.
No, our campmate, at Terra Mothership, we were texting last night, and she was like, you know, happy Rue, and she's like, it looks like Slipknot is not going to be there, so now I don't even care. Now, winky face, smiley face, she's lying, you know, joking. But I was like, Slipknot?
I never heard Slipknot.
I didn't either. She was making a joke. But ICP.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, ICP, not on my radar either.
Not one bit.
And it feels like a little bit this year that the early leaks that were all calculated, there was more of those than usual. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we had Rue Clues and then the leaks from Festival, quote-unquote leaks.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it's calculated. They plan all this.
Yeah. And that's fine. It just feels like there was more of those than usual. And
yes.
And there was... So the build has been nice. The build has been good. I was reading, speaking of Festival, I was reading some of his stuff, most recent on Twitter last night, and it was a really long, like, what to expect. And I was like, what? There's a lot of drivel here. But it's the way that he or she or they, who I think is Brad Parker, by the way. Sorry, Brad.
Let's keep that conspiracy going.
Yeah, you heard it here first a month ago. The way they have this thing layered out, or the way that they were describing it, was it got me excited. Like, it was the undercard, yes, according to this write-up, was it is going to be one of the better-looking undercards you've seen. Now, it's always a depends-on-who-you-ask situation, right? I mean, just because I think something's good doesn't mean you do. But the 2020 comparisons were coming out in some of the comment sections, and I think that's going to be a Bonnaroo lore thing for the rest of our life. We're going to compare everything to 2020.
I know, and I don't think we're ever gonna. I don't think it would be right to reach that level of.
And I wonder, because we're now 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
Removed from the time we were set up, Brad Steiner and Barry, Brad, the original founder, one of the founders of the show, along with you guys, and we were at the Moxie Hotel here in Chattanooga.
Yeah,
and we got it. We were there all night to like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, waiting to get the lineup early, because that was just how we always did things. And then we recorded and had it ready for the next day's announcement. And I remember it vividly, Taco. I do too.
We were exhausted.
We're sitting there all night, like for 5 hours, and for a little bit, I'm thinking, okay, this is the time they're not going to come through, and we're not going to get it, and we're wasting an entire day. And then we finally get it, and it's probably midnight or later. It probably was later, because I bet they had a kind of an overall conference call or text and email thread that said, who we're sending this out to is going to be officially after midnight. And we all got it, and we were just like...
Yeah, we were just... Our jaws dropped.
Can you believe this? There was people in that room that I had just met that day. There was people around mm-hmm. that I had never met before at all.
Oh yeah, we had a good group of people that showed up for the lineup, and
everybody was
4 hours in. We're like, should we just go home? It seems like nothing's happening, and then it finally came out.
And everybody who was there who was just hanging around as bystanders because they thought what we were doing looked cool, because it was cool. And mm-hmm. they all agreed. Like, I didn't know these people. They're like, can you believe this? I'm like, no, I can't. So anyway, that's 5 years ago. And comparing lineups to that one is probably not fair, but that's what we do around here. We compare things that we probably shouldn't just because we got nothing else to do.
Yeah, so let's see. I don't think Barry's quite ready yet, but
we'll have some
special guests later, too.
Yeah, who we got? Tell me about that.
Lauren and David from Soundchecks to Stage Dives. They were on last season, a few weeks ago, actually. And we brought them on just because they're going to know more on the EDM side than we do, of course. And it seems like there's a lot of EDM on here that they could talk about. So
that was another thing from Festivals post mm-hmm. on Tuesday night, was that this is, you know, just as we all expected, EDM heavy and EDM quality, like a really solid lineup, and that doesn't surprise me at all. What about this? My God, forgive me for not having notes and forgetting some of this stuff. The new stage.
Oh, I know. Right? Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, too. I don't have a clue what this is.
It's not really a...
360 degrees?
Yeah. It doesn't read to me as much like a stage as it does a viewing and listening experience.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that is a direct sphere effect. I thought about that. There are a few different companies, production teams that are doing similar things to what the Sphere is doing. I mean, the Sphere's been an idea for 10, 20 years, and it mm-hmm. took 5 years to build the place. Maybe not quite that long, but it was longer than your traditional construction. And there was an exhibit in London for the Pearl Jam Dark Matter release that was one of those all immersive sound, lighting, you know, kind of mm-hmm. Meow Wolf style kind of thing, if you know what that is out west.
I do. I just had some friends that went out west to that.
Yeah, so there's a few of these immersive experience things that are on the up and up, and the technology is just getting better each time, and the fact that Bonnaroo jumps into this like they have is just another example of this festival for 20 plus years consistently being ahead of the curve, doing things before anybody else does. Mm-hmm. Maybe Coachella's got a little something similar. I always out that far west. I mean, we might as well be in two different countries. We're so far apart, and the trends are so different. So for the 2/3 of the country, and what most people are more familiar with, because most people are not from California and at Coachella, they're doing things, as always, that these other festivals wish they could do. From being a camping festival in the 21st century when no one else was, from the simple as things like the layaway plan, the pay over time plan. Bonnaroo did that first. For the mm-hmm. what I would consider a negative but good for the selling bottom line, the camping additional fees. Bonnaroo did that before anybody else did, once people started. Camping was just a part of things. Bonnaroo changed that. I'm sorry for not having a list. There's more. And they continuously stay ahead of the curve, and they've done it again with this, I guess I'll just call it experience. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, my guess is it's going
to
be a bunch of...
I don't know any other way to refer it to. Yeah, experience. Yeah, I guess it's unfair to just call it a stage, another stage, because it's not.
So that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. And mm-hmm. I still haven't looked at the ICP post yet. I will shortly. Is there anything from the chat thread you'd like to throw out there, Lauren Taco?
Yeah, let's see. There's a bunch of chats.
Since you're monitoring that, I don't have it.
Yeah. Breaking news, Pondo's drinking PBR. Cheers.
Hey, Pondo. Mm-hmm. Have yourself a morning PBR. I can't believe you guys drank this stuff. I mean, I don't mean alcohol. I mean PBR.
Specifically PBR. I know. It won a ribbon.
It's my ribbon. Yeah. It's an award-winning beer. Which the story is pretty interesting how that comes together.
Like, we got about 125-ish people here. Welcome everyone. Wow. Thank you.
Don't you all have jobs?
Catch up on chat. Yeah. Yeah. Where do you all work?
Don't you have What's a happening? Job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People seem to be hyped about the lineup. We got a lot of people talking about it. ICP, Faygo on the farm. Let's see. Who else? Shout out to, I see Pondo in the chat. Who else? I see a bunch of names that we've talked to over the years. So.
Sorry, I'm trying to multitask here at once. A little annoying.
Working from home. Okay.
Oh, the old I work from home thing.
Yeah.
Boy, speaking of 2020, I never got to do that. I wonder what that's like all these years later. I've never had to do that.
I was ahead of the curve because I started working from home before then.
So well, you're a tech guy.
Yeah, that's why. So
yeah,
it's worked out.
See, I'm the opposite of a tech guy. Technology ran off without me about 10 years ago.
Everybody's just catching up with me now.
Exactly. So it's all another thing that from my list, I just remember by looking at my shirt, Blam, from 2014. The lineup
announcement. 23 shirt.
Yeah, the lineup announcement has been different from year to year. And speaking of Bonnaroo doing things before everybody else, the innovative way of releasing the lineup. Mm-hmm. They've done it from Weird Al. Yeah. You know, Weird Al did it the Blam year, I believe. They did some video thing. Some of them were kind of ridiculous. Some of them are really, really cool. And the fact that they're consistently changing it up just to keep it interesting. It's just another example of this festival doing neat things all
Good
the time.
Point. Hey, it looks like we got Barry in. Let's let him in.
So Barry will join us.
There he is.
So not working from home like all our listeners and viewers there, Barry, huh?
Barry, can you hear us?
Trying to drag him into the show before he's ready.
There's his shirt buttons. Nice. Shoulder.
But yeah, it hit me last night, Taco. I was, and this has happened the last few years to me where it's not as exciting because it just becomes such a routine.
Right.
And it's just like another day, or that's how I feel about it, as it's kind of just another day on the calendar. And then once it gets on that eve, there's something about that Christmas Eve style, you know, lineup Eve kind of feel.
It does feel like Christmas. We've made that comparison.
Last night I had trouble getting to sleep. I really did. And I think it was because my mind was racing about the lineup itself and everything else. So I am really, really excited to be here with you guys. And thank you so much. I mean, I'm joking when I poke fun for do you even have a job? But where the hell am I? I ain't at work either, right?
Yeah, you had to take off a little bit so we could do this together. So
luckily, I've always had a gig that – is fine with that. So don't tell my employers. I told them I had a doctor's appointment. Okay? So tell them that I have my blood pressure was spiking if anybody asked.
Yeah. It was an emergency. You had to go see the doctor.
I could have told them it was about Bonnaroo, but it was just easier to say a dentist appointment.
Sure. Yeah.
Or a doctor's appointment, whatever the hell I said.
Yeah, my guess is today production is at an all-time low because everybody that's working from home that is a Bonnaroovian is not working right now.
Hey, guys.
There's Barry. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, we're good, man.
Awesome. Welcome, Barry.
Just rambling around, bouncing off the walls, trying to...
Listening to you remember that. I remember that 2020 very well.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that a night?
Yeah. You saw Dr. Pondo. That's what it is.
That was a good time. That was a good year. So we're still waiting, right? I'm sorry to be joining late.
Well, it got leaked by Insane Clown Posse.
That's what Taco is reporting. Reporting here live.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, Barry. We're 9 minutes away until the top of the hour. I'm conflicted. I'm emotionally all over the place.
Yeah.
Like I want it, but then I want to wait till the announcement at 11 exactly or 11 our time, 10 a.m. Central.
I'm kind of
We're 8 minutes away from the official one, but
yeah, when you started saying that a couple of days ago, Brian, that you're like, I think I want to wait, and I thought, well, what? That's not what we do. And then
no,
I was like, yeah, what would be the harm? Number one and number two, yeah, why not? I mean, plus so much of it has been leaked, if that's even the right word. It's almost confirmed.
It's hard to truly wait until the last minute because it does get leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to me, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. It's like opening your Christmas presents early.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. So, I mean, I there's something about it, Barry. You know this, and it's silly, and it doesn't really mean anything. But getting it early, it just felt like a badge of honor, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Like, there
was that, for sure. Yeah.
I can't get away from that. My mind won't let me completely get away from it. But when I realized that it was going to be difficult and then, you know, I'm just a different person than I used to be, I was like, this sounds pretty exciting to kind of do this all together. And I like it. So I'm happy, even though Insane Clown Posse beat Bonnaroo to the punch, according to
Barry, they're asking for you to turn your volume up a little bit.
Okay, probably just need to get closer. Is that better? Better?
Yep.
Better?
Yeah.
Too much?
Yeah. No, it's not too much.
Okay.
North Georgia Wi-Fi ain't as good as it up here in Chattanooga.
I'm the same as you. I was, I like getting it early, but mostly because that let us prepare. That was what we always told ourselves anyway. But you're right. It was kind of we get it early and you don't kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's petty. It's ridiculous. But it's still, you know, it was fun. It was a neat – and we did stuff with it. It wasn't just vanity, but –
No. It was work several times. I mean, you're talking about thinking about it, Brian. We did this before even the podcast. Remember?
Oh,
we came down to the paper at, 7 in the morning, and we had it, and we were ready to go. And that helped. I mean, that was for sure.
Yeah, that was probably 10 years ago.
I know. That's what I was trying to say.
It's a long time ago. And so, we were you guys over at the paper, or not you guys now, but them guys and you guys back then, were kind of ahead of the curve a little bit. It's too bad they dropped the ball on that one as far as the video conferencing and video content distribution. But that was a lot of fun then, and it's always different. You know, that's kind of cool, too. Like, this is not a moment on the calendar that always looks and feels the same. Every year it kind of looks and feels a little different. And that brings a level of excitement that sometimes I lose as a time approaches, and then I get it back as we get close.
I don't know how much you want to wait till after 11 when it drops to talk about that kind of thing, but what was the year? Remember they had the huge production. They had comedians and they were like throwing it all over the place, and it did like the old not MTV, but the drops,
they did something with Conan,
like
one year,
pop-up video kind of thing,
video type of thing.
Yeah, that was weird. Didn't Weird Al host that?
Yeah, Weird Al.
Yeah,
did something too.
And that might have been Blam. Was that Blam or was that another year?
Might
have
been.
No, that was another year. That was not the same because we were all at. I don't, Barry, you might not have been there, and actually Taco, you weren't either because this was 10 years ago. And
yeah,
Barry,
like I said, it's pre-podcast.
We were at Mellow Mushroom in downtown Chattanooga for one of Brad Steiner's radio remotes, what this Blam thing was. So, yeah, I mean, it's every year it's a little different, and it's always fun no matter what. But
well, and those worked until the leaks started happening, and that pretty much killed them trying to hang on to everything, remember?
Still shocking they keep it under wraps as much as they do. But, yeah, that everything's changed enough to where it just – I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. I want it early. I want it now. I want it 5 minutes ago. I want it in 4 minutes from right now, as we're 4 minutes away from 11 o'clock Eastern. And I guess the Bonnaroo official site will on probably Twitter is going to be the first place to see anything.
Yeah.
I would guess.
They'll put it on their site.
ICP hasn't taken it down yet, so –
Well, I guess I'm going to start moseying on over to ICP's Twitter. Sorry here, guys and gals watching the show. Again, thank you for being here on this Wednesday morning.
Yeah, we do want to thank everyone. Drop a like if you are enjoying the show, and thanks for joining. We got looks like close to 150 people here, so that's pretty insane.
What are your predictions or guesses as far as how close it'll get to what we've already been, you know?
Well, we're past that. We have it. It's out. So.
It's out. Okay. Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it yet. I mean,
oh, geez. Well, I'm starting to look at it now.
It's ICP.
Should we do this? Okay. Let's just all do this together.
Yeah.
Let's just all do this together, guys. ICP is at ICP. It's that simple on Twitter if you would like to go to the same place. I don't guess we'll have any graphics on the live show because that's not how this is set up.
Not live. And then the real ICP on Instagram, they've also put it there. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my. Is this real?
This is real.
This? Woo. All right. Hold on. Slow down, Brian. Slow down. Don't start getting too excited over this.
Grab the hams. I don't have any hams, Parker. I've got PBR. Shout out to Parker and Reed here from.
Yeah, and another guy that sticks true to the really old rot gut beer crew, the hams. The hams loyalty is very, very impressive here, Parker.
It's now official on Bonnaroo.com, too. So it is out.
All right.
Yeah.
Tyler, the creator.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, finally.
Olivia Rodrigo and Hozier are going to be your top three headliners.
I'm happy with that.
That is strong names.
Mm-hmm.
Strong names.
I like that.
Avril freaking Lavigne. Boy, the millennials are going to love that.
Yeah, the Vampire Weekend. Yep.
Yeah, Vampire Weekend. Last time I saw Vampire Weekend was at Bonnaroo 2017.
Yep, same here. Maybe. Glass Animals. Okay. Megadeth.
Megadeth!
Megadeth is on there, yeah.
No!
Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Gorilla, right there. Mount Joy. Boy, all the ones that, a lot of the predictions are coming.
Yeah, coming and to Barry, apparently you can't swim.
Barry can't swim? No. A lot of things he can't do anymore.
Man, guys, Thursday is really good. Like, this is not just emerging up and coming. This is way more than that. I mean, I know it's not been that for the last few years. I mean, Thursday's become more and more. But Marcus King.
Yeah.
Yeah, Insane ICP.
Yeah.
Daniel Donato. And the country, whatever the hell, Cosmic Country. I'm not that familiar with this guy, but I've seen him all over. It's picking up speed, and people are telling me, dummy, why don't you know about this Daniel Donato guy? Luke Combs. I mean, that, I guess, is that a country guy?
That's country. That's the.
Yes. Yeah, he's kind of big. He's kind of a big deal.
No, I know. I mean, Luke, Brian, Luke, Brian.
Yeah, which of the Lukes? Yeah.
I can't keep it all. So that's got to be a what? Right, that's got to be a what
stage.
Yeah,
Thursday. He's definitely the headliner on Thursday. And he's the one that Brad teased that no one would ever guess, and everybody had guessed, what, about a day later, day and a half later?
Yeah.
See, this has just been a different year for me all the way around. I stayed out of the comment section. I didn't see a lot of people talking about it because I didn't want to. Goose!
Friday.
Goose!
Friday top two lines is pretty strong.
Goose is going to be there! Oh, we had a Goose at our local festival that shut down about a year ago, and it was a disappointing day. A lot of that was anecdotal, but it was a disappointing day. I need a Goose bounce back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, on Friday.
Yep.
Friday, those top two or three, you got Foster the People, our friends Flip Turn. They're back.
Yep, Foster the People, slightly stupid for the people who like stupid-sounded music, but people love that band. Flip, our friend of the show, Flip Turn of the Trees, which we already knew about, which is EDM. Yep.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise, which I think is cool because they were on what? There was the 2023 lineup, and they had to cancel because of some health issues, right? So good to have them back.
Dude, that Friday is rocking.
I'm already thinking conflicts. Mm-hmm.
Glass Animals, Megadeth, Goose. I got to see Tipper after all this.
I know.
Flip Turn. Sorry, guy.
We're all doing the same.
If you look in the upper right corner, remember it says King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They're doing their three sets, 3 days residency thing here.
Holy shit, what?
Yeah.
3 days, three sets of King Gizzard? Okay. Yeah. I got to take a breath.
Yeah. Okay, so Saturday night is the Remy Wolf's Insanely Fire 1970s Pool Party Super Jam.
That yeah, what the heck?
Sounds like fun.
It does.
Guys, I don't make stuff up and just like fake emotions to get. This is really good. This is really good. Yeah. Just when I thought, I don't think Bonnaroo can keep making lineups at work for me. Boom.
There it is. Yeah, I know you haven't. You haven't made it down quite to Sunday yet, but Queens of the Stone Age is going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that. I've been digesting slowly. Queens, I've never seen Queens. I've never seen them.
I saw them at Shake and Ease two years ago, maybe.
God, yeah. They rock. They rock great show. So hard. Bonnaroo, what stage for Queens? What stage for Queens of Stone Age? Don't mess around with this one. Put the rock band on the greatest sounding stage in the world. Don't mess around on that.
All right. I just jumped over to comments, and the first one that pops out to me is, this is the worst lineup today.
Who said that? There's always somebody. Walker.
I love it. I love it. That's cool.
Yeah, there it is.
That's so funny. My eyes went right to it. Worst one.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to, there's Elizabeth.
Yeah, Corey just pointed out that we were missing King Gizzard, but.
I didn't see that. I didn't look at rumors much going into this. I didn't even know that was a possibility.
There it is.
Okay, so that was what I was thinking. Kander just said lineup has something for everyone. When I did start hearing about, you know, the rumors / confirmations, it felt like to me this one is about as well curated as any that I've seen in a long, long time.
That's kind of what Festival was saying. Yeah, that's what, and you know, that's they're
just even the four headliners is a pretty doggone good mix.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. Luke Combs, Tyler the Creator. It's about as diverse as you could be.
All
women,
over the place. Yeah.
Genres, men, women. White, black,
country,
country, pop.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call Hozier. It's not rock, but
what did I hear? Jake call it Fey rock.
Fey rock. They use words I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's perfect.
I just think it's just take me to the church shit. Take me to church shit is Hozier. I love it. I'm not hating. I'm not hating.
Too.
That's a
it,
great
too.
Sunday headline. That's a fabulous
like a really
Sunday.
Good Sunday headliner.
Vampire Weekend on Sunday. Yeah. Oh my god.
And that Thursday going back. You know, once we kind of knew it was going to be Luke Combs, you kind of questioned, well, all right, well, how big will Thursday be? I mean, I know that's rare to have a what stage headliner on Thursday. So is it going to be, will it feel like a one-off and everything else will be just okay? But that's pretty strong.
Yeah. And
like a pretty good day all the way around.
The Goose thing is surprising to me because they're playing at the new All Good Festival that same weekend. So that's
Evan Bonnaroo. Evan Bonnaroo's in the chat.
What's up, Evan? So I thought, you know, that's not that far of a trek, but the chances are that probably won't work out. And there it is, Friday.
Yeah. There it is.
Goose on the second line. Let's move to Saturday. I barely even looked at Saturday yet. Let's see. Nelly.
Oh, I didn't even see Nelly.
How cool is that? I mean, I won't be there. I won't be there, but that's cool.
Modest Mouse.
Oh, Modest Mouse.
What? Oh, I did. Oh, they're way down there. Wow.
Yeah, their popularity has waned quite a bit in the last 20 years. But I'm a fan. I've seen Modest a couple times. I will definitely be there. Bouncy stuff, man. I'm ready.
I'm already thinking conflicts, but that's how it goes. Mostly on that Friday. I don't see how.
So is Nelly going to do the entire Country Grammar album like he was in 2020, or is this going to be a different?
Oh, was that the case then?
Well, that was what was on the lineup back then.
Is that what it was?
Nelly performing Country Grammar. This just says Nelly, so who knows?
We'll see. I bet there'll be a little bit of a throwback to that. Maybe not the whole thing, but I bet there will be some kind of, maybe not announcement, but from the stage and during the show, I bet there'll be something. A little bit that resembles that anyway. Yeah, Saturday, well, about to say, it's not really that good. No, it's plenty good. What about a Super Jam? Do we have a Super Jam?
Remy Wolf's Insanely Fire 1970s Pool Party
there
Super
it is.
Jam.
There it is. Not that I personally ever usually do that, but I was curious, so that answers that. So let's move on to Sunday. Dispatch. People are going to be excited about that. There's Barry Can't Swim. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about earlier, Taco, when you said Barry Can't Swim. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Now I get it.
News to me. Man. Yeah.
Big Gigantic, just going with names, you know, that I'm familiar with. I guess really for me, it starts strong and it gets less and less throughout the weekend as far as what I'm overly excited about, which is actually good. That's how I like it. Let's start with a bang. And then as I tire out and run out of energy, and run out of options, there's less. But that Sunday is still – that is not – oh, my.
Sunday is still stacked.
Hozier, Vampire Weekend, Queens of the Stone Age. Now, I can skip Hozier. I've seen him a couple times. Don't need to do it again.
I've seen him, but I do kind of want to see him again.
Not saying I will. Saying I can. Mm-hmm. Vampire Weekend and Queens of the Stone Age are do not miss shows.
Absolutely.
Do not miss on Sunday. So all you say you Sunday's looking good, man.
So we do have a couple of guests if we want to switch over here and talk EDM because that's where we need some help. So we've got Lauren and David from Soundchecks to Stage Dives. You want to bring them in?
Yep. Yeah, let's do
bring
it.
Bring them on in.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bail here before too long, but David, Lauren, what's up?
Hey.
All right, guys, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Hey,
what do you guys think?
Yeah, Lauren, what do you think? David, you guys, what are first thoughts when you see the lineup, which is, you know, we've all gotten our hands now. What do you think?
They can't hear us.
They can't hear us. Live.
Hey, guys.
There we go.
Hey, there we go.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, there are definitely...
Yeah, there's a lot of delay here. Just go. Just take it and run. Just take it.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah. We're on a delay. Sorry, guys. But yeah, no. This is incredible. We are absolutely blown away.
What's jumping out?
So there's about a 4 to 5 minute delay here.
Yeah, don't watch the YouTube. If you can, watch it through the Riverside.
Yeah, I'll jump in because I can hear you guys pretty clearly.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
So I'll jump in. So first things that are jumping out is Dom Dolla, obviously my Aussie brother, coming to the farm, which is going to be really awesome.
Right.
Also, another Aussie is What's So Not, is another one that jumped out at me there. He's an Aussie who's been a producer for a really long time, so it's going to be cool to see him on the farm there. Brian, you mentioned Big G just before, Big Gigantic. Lauren and I know those guys. They're one of our favorite groups of producers. They're going to be a really cool show. They play the drums and saxophone live as well while they play music as well. So that's going to be such a great, cool experience. Jade Cicada is one that Lauren is absolutely in love with when it comes to the way he does his sets and everything like that. So are you caught up now, Lauren? Is it back?
I think so. I'm going to go for it. Yeah, speaking of Jade Cicada, you know, we mentioned with Tipper last time we were on about just kind of this musical sonic journey, and Jade Cicada is very much the same way, kind of hard to put into words exactly what to expect, but an incredible show. I believe, David, that you might have mentioned Big G. If not, Big Gigantic, definitely ones to watch. Some of your undercards that people may not be as familiar with, Ahi, Gorilla T, those really jumped out at me. Very, very much up and coming artists that you need to check out. LSZ is huge. The collab between Closey and LS Stream got a chance to see that at Electric Forest. And guys, do not miss that one. It's incredible. And I mean, look, this is total speculation on my part, but I really hope that we get to see a lot of EDM acts on this new immersive stage, because there's a lot of EDM artists who are really playing with sound and venues and understanding how to create a, you know, full sonic experience, kind of like Mersive's been doing on his tours. And yeah, I really hope we get to see a lot of these EDM acts at this new stage.
Just want to point out for people just wondering why we've got David and Lauren, you guys travel in a van, right? You bought a van and that's what you live out of, and you travel the country or the world even, mostly following EDM type music, but you go to a lot of other festivals. So as we've said on here before, that is not necessarily our lane, though that lane is getting wider and wider for me anyway.
Very wide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to have somebody on who could, you know, see the lineup and speak to it with a lot more.
And in all seriousness, guys, I wanted to, you know, David, Lauren, love you guys. Loved having you on the show, and we'll do it more down the line. Right, the line. But I was like, I bet the lineup's not going to be that good. So we're going to need to, like, talk about EDM somehow. Let's bring them on. Like, that's actually what I thought. And
I wasn't thinking
what,
that. I was just afraid we were going to be a bunch of names, and you and I were going to go, no idea.
Well,
no
that idea. Too. Never yeah, that too. But I wasn't expecting to be so multiculturally blown away. And that's just my bad. Sorry, Bonnaroo guy. I don't know why I question you. What the hell?
So, David and Lauren, I don't know if you heard us talking, but for me, this feels like a really, really good curated Bonnaroo lineup, which is something we've always thought they do probably better than anybody else. Not just that it's all – because, some, you know, there are festivals that it's all one lane, and they do a great job with that. But this one is kind of a little more – you know, little variety. What do you guys think about that when you look at it? I know you mentioned the bands that you know in the EDM world, but how about the others?
So, yeah, I think the lineup is really great of, like, obviously the diversity. I mean, like, ICP, and then you've got Megadeth, and you've just got all these different, like, you know, acts that are going to bring this different vibe. So it's going to be really cool to be on the farm and see, like, how those genres kind of, like, mix together, like, at the actual event, right? A couple of things that I think I want to say is, if there's some acts that you, if you haven't been in the EDM world before, I think there's some acts that you should definitely check out. Now, one that I think is very funny is Ahi. We just mentioned him. The first time I saw Ahi, I thought of, like, if you never went to an EDM show and saw this for the first time, you would be really, like, confused at what it is. He's very, like, space music, alien style vibes. So, like, if you want to see something really different, definitely go check out Ahi's set. It's a very good time. Another one, if you like a lot of, like, remixes and a lot of party style songs, Tate B and Levity, there'll be two good acts that you can go see. I'm really hopeful that Levity play at this 360 stage that they've got, because they did it at Electric Forest last year at their 360 stage, which was one of the coolest sets of 2024. And they also played at the Lost Lands Crater stage, which was a 360 stage as well. So if those guys play at that stage, it's going to be a really big party, and you should definitely check it out. Obviously, Tipper, like we said in our previous show, he's definitely a legacy act that you guys should definitely check out. It's going to be a little bit different. And then definitely go see Dom Dolla as well, because he's been putting on absolute massive shows, even in Australia. He's been touring really hard lately, and he'll bring a lot of good dancey vibes to the farm as well.
And I mentioned this in the chat, but, like, I am so excited for Rainbow Kitten Surprise. They have been, like, a little bit of a white whale for me lately this past year.
Yeah.
And they are unreal from everything I've ever heard and seen in performances. So I'm so excited that they get kind of their do-over, right, with Bonnaroo. So I'm very, very excited about that. And then I just wanted to also mention, I feel like Foster the People is kind of buried in there a little bit. I haven't heard anyone mention that. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised, I guess, to see them on line three there of Friday, but definitely, again, a little bit of a throwback maybe for some of us, but definitely someone to check out as well.
Lauren, I agree with you 100% on the Foster the People thing. Their ascension was huge, but like 6-7 years ago,
yeah.
I guess it's kind of, you know, it apexed. But yeah, that's going to be great. And I know I thought the same thing. Like, third line for Foster the People, but
I'm looking for Lawrence. Is it on there, Parker? Did they make it? I'm not seeing it. Parker's been sharing Lawrence music with me for the last week or two. And I know he really wanted him on there, but so what else was jumping out? This is it's pretty strong.
I just throw out the indie kind of vibe here is huge as well. Mount Joy, looking at Remy Wolf, St. Motel, you know, all these kind of like indie alt nation, if you're familiar with Sirius XM kind of bands, are popping up on there as well, which is something that I've always personally been like my new discoveries when I typically go to Bonnaroo, is a lot of those indie types of guys. So I would definitely put yourself onto those as well.
Yeah, I'm looking down the list here myself. Sorry to be.
I know. There's always that first read through, wow, and then you go back.
Yeah, then you got to double check. Like, this goes against everything I was ever taught in broadcast media, reading my phone, reading things, trying to talk at the same time. Like, this is not coming together exactly. Yeah,
normally you have a little bit more heads up, which is part of why we used to like to get these ahead of time.
Yeah, so. I get what we're doing here, and it's fun, right, but it's a mini apology for sounding like I don't know what I'm doing.
Mount Joy, you know, we had them on the podcast. We interviewed them, what, several years ago now.
That's been some time now.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Mount Joy. They played here in Chattanooga several times. I mean, it is some good folk, just
while we're
indie
looking
folk.
And catching up, I'll take just a minute, I guess. We, for longtime listeners, thank you. We took several weeks off at the holidays. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everybody. By the way, glad to be back. This is year 8. For
absolutely.
Us,
this
Russ,
is the start of season
that.
8. Yeah.
Season 8 kicks off for us. That's crazy. And
we
I
do have tickets to give away too. We'll talk about that a little
tickets.
Bit later.
We'll talk about that here in a minute, how we're going to do that. I've got several guests lined up. People that have reached out to us that want to be part of the show, which makes me feel so good. And there's some really cool people that are long-time Bonnaroovians like us. We mm-hmm. want to do some of the – we love the behind-the-scenes, the sausage-making stuff, so we're going to get into that with some folks. And we want to have as many guests on as we can. So that's all coming. I think we'll be weekly from here on out. Might be a couple of breaks, but and I know we'll dissect this lineup even more. And keep having people like David and Lauren. Thank you guys for coming on, because we want a lot of different opinions. We had some other people lined up, and work gets in the way, and life gets in the way. But this is a great day for Bonnaroo people, right? I mean, this is the best day of the year.
Yeah, it really is. It really is pretty exciting. Like this is good stuff, and to what you were speaking of, Barry, too. If you know, don't be shy, guys and gals out there. If you have anything you want to push and you want to talk, you know, I can't promise you anything, but if you've got anything that's Bonnaroo related, you want to get in touch with us, please do.
And speaking of, there's Geraldine. Hi, Geraldine. I can't wait to have you on.
Yeah, I wanted to shout her out.
Oh, our Dublin, mm-hmm. our international correspondent,
our inter Dublin correspondent. Can't wait to have her on as a guest. Thanks for listening in today. What do you think, Geraldine? She commented. She'll comment.
Yeah, Pondo's here too. Pondo says the Pondo Army's coming back.
I hope you're going to make it this year, man. Yeah. I hope you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, and not feeling better, but shout out to Corey. Should be having his first child.
Yes, yeah, I want to mention that.
Any time now, basically. That's part of why they're not on with us this morning. So
exciting times in the Corey Smith family. So
that's why Boot Scootin' Boogie Nights is not on here, I think, because he did tell me that.
Oh yeah,
time away off from the band because of the baby coming. Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah,
with a baby.
We broke bad news.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, then we
well,
get used to that.
Brad might have been trolling a little bit when he sent that to Barry as the leak. You know.
You mean Festival? I mean Brad Parker. Festival. I mean Brad Parker. Yeah.
Shout out to Beth too. I see Beth in the chat.
Hello, Beth.
All right. Do we want to talk about tickets while we have a minute?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a pair to give away with camping. And Russ, you've got it all figured out. Explain how we're going to do it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. So whatpodcast.com/win has all the details. But basically, we're going to do a weekly question and answer kind of thing. We're going to ask a question. We want you to answer. There's three ways you can respond. You can call and leave a voicemail. We've done voicemails in the past. Love them. You can also email us. If you just want to write up your story and not talk, that's fine. If you got pictures you want to send in, you can do that. And now you can also, if you want to record a video of you telling your answer or your story, you can submit it to us there too. All of that's on the website to submit. Every week we're going to come up with a different question so you can enter multiple times. So
yeah, so and that final, the third leg of that was Taco's brainchild. I like that idea, adding the additional audio and video potentially away from like a phone call, the way traditional ways. I think that's pretty neat. So we'll be doing that as long as, I don't know, a couple months probably anyway. And we'll talk about it each week.
We're encouraging you to get creative. I mean, you know, don't just, you know, one or two words, here you go. If you actually tell a story, maybe show some visuals. So if you got props, if you got, you know, memorabilia you want to show, of course,
yeah,
I don't even know.
We'll have a memorabilia show for sure. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Well, let's kick it off. What's going to be our first? This is our first week doing this. What's going to be our question?
I mean, I think it's got to be, what do you think of the lineup?
Yeah, we'll just start there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
I guess we'll keep it easy. It's right there on the tee. We'll just hit it over the fence.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Go to whatpodcast.com and tell us what you think of the lineup this week.
Burn it up. Burn it up, baby.
And if we like your answers, we'll play some on the show, and then eventually we'll pick a winner.
I always interrupt Russ. His voice just sounds like he's done and he's never done, and it gets me every time. David and Lauren, you've had a few more minutes. Any new thoughts? I mean, there's always something that you miss those first two times.
Digestive period here, you know?
Yeah. So on Thursday there, the Kitchen Dwellers, for all you jam band heads, they probably know who the Kitchen Dwellers are, but if you haven't seen them before, they're going to be great live. But they'll play a lot of different instruments.
They play with Daniel Donato a lot as well. They've done several shows with him. So,
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I'm not familiar with them. Daniel Donato, I talked about already a little bit. I am. So that is that's good information.
And Of the Trees on Friday. He's on a tour right now, and we saw a little bit of his tour recently, and it's really good. So he's going to bring a really cool vibe to the farm as well.
Okay, so Of the Trees is a he. It's a guy?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, yeah. He played here locally at a Sound Haven. You guys familiar with Sound? Wasn't that what it's called? Yeah. He headlined Sound Haven about a year ago, and so they're on my radar. He's on my radar just a touch.
Give everybody a plug about your stuff. You guys, do multiple things, as we talked about before. You not only go to festivals and have a podcast about that, but you also blog about your van life, right, which I'm still fascinated by. But tell everybody where they can find what you guys do.
Yeah, so we're on YouTube. We're on all the other social media platforms. Obviously, YouTube is our long-form content. We're gearing up for festival season this year, getting out all of our tips, tricks, info, everything we've learned for, you know, like you said, being on the road for this long, and trying to get all of the prep work done for festival season this year. And then we've also started to go into a couple different series for specific festivals, like Electric Forest, like Bonnaroo, where we're going to start releasing some festival-specific information. And as you mentioned, we vlog as well. Those typically are the most fun for us to make, because we get to kind of show you guys what our experience is like, and that's always a really, really good time. But yeah, check us out on YouTube, all the socials, and we hope to hear from you guys.
That reminds me, one of the topics obviously we'll get into later is the camping, the whole camping ticket buying experience with Bonnaroo. Didn't want to do that today because there's way too much to talk about it, but obviously it's getting a lot of chatter and attention, and we'll probably have the guys from C3 on to answer questions if they will. I'm sure they will, and we'll talk about some more of that later. But yeah, sorry, I'm reading some of the you know, I mentioned the comment about it's the worst one ever. Mizzou Murphy from Twitch says probably the most improved year over year lineup I've ever seen for a single fest. That feels right. Feels like the right comment.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Matthews on when we had our EDM panel last year.
Okay.
Shout out. Thank you.
Nice. Nice. Thanks for checking in. And yeah, we'll do that again.
Hey, there's speaking of that panel, there's EDM Kyle. We've had him on a few times.
He's at work, or he'd be on with
us. He's at work.
Well.
Yeah, we invited him too.
Yeah. Hey, David, your thoughts on the Infinity stage, the new where we talked about it at the start. We don't really know anything about it. I don't know if you do more. Your thoughts on the Infinity stage and that immersive kind of a sound visual experience that they're bringing.
So one of my favorite things is stage design and what different festivals bring when it comes to stages and productions. And I think the 360 stages are really great because it's about like being immersed again within what's happening, you know, at that stage. So I think even just Bonnaroo stepping up and bringing something different, you've got to obviously applaud them for that. Some festivals don't do that, right? So even them just stepping forward and bringing that, something really good to see. And I think if you've never been to a 360 stage before, you're going to have your mind blown in the fact of just how immersive it feels when you're actually in one of these setups.
Is that experience, you think, going to have a Las Vegas sphere like, and we're talking huge differences here in size and scope and scale, but is that what we should expect to feel, hear, see, and feel what's going on? Does that sound fair at all?
It does. I don't know what kind of stage they're going to bring. I don't think it's going to have the top and feel like the sphere, how it goes up.
Like it goes up over your head, yeah.
It's more about like walking in and it being immersed behind you and to the sides and nowhere, you know, the DJ will be in the middle, so everyone can be around. So
almost in the round kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. So instead of kind of going up, I'm more thinking, obviously, like around visually.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I wonder if it'll be probably a little bit like the old comedy tent back in the day. Everybody wants in, so nobody can get in. You know, the Yogi Berra-ism. Nobody goes there because there's too many people.
Does this feel like, I think it's a question that we'll probably ask over and over and over, because it felt like EDM stage, the other stage, was becoming a place where a large number of people spent their entire time. They didn't really get out and see the others. To me, this feels like there's reasons to get out, and we kind of touched on that a little while
ago. A little bit of crowd control, yeah. A little bit of crowd control.
Does it feel like that to you guys, or does it feel like you could spend – you know, all 4 days or whatever at the other?
I mean, look, you could just, again, kind of looking day by day, like you definitely could kind of hold up in that tent if you wanted to and have a fantastic time. But I agree. I think the diversity and the variety on this lineup is going to encourage people. I think there's a mix of old and new. I think there's a mix of, you know, headliners, undercards, like everything is very balanced. And so I think that I think someone in the chat mentioned there's something for everybody. And I think that is definitely going to help kind of disperse the groups and spread people out a little bit for sure.
Yeah, Festival was talking about on Twitter last night that on the long What to Expect thread, maybe a sellout. You know, maybe this thing will sell out for the first time in a while early, like in the spring. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, of course that's what Festival is going to say. And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe we do hard sell out this thing. And I hope so. I really do.
If you're at work and listening and not on YouTube, the phone number 423-667-7877 is that contest hotline. I should have let
you
do
Barry.
That, Brian. You're the radio guy.
Well, I know
that hotline. Yeah. Call in now.
Call the man!
Somebody asked about fax, so I dropped the fax line in, and now my fax line is ringing like crazy, so I assume people are faxing in their entries as well.
Fax.
706-965-4335.
If you want to fax your answer. Fax line is open. Call it.
Yes.
That's hilarious. That is so good. I forgot you have a fax machine. That's so great.
Of course he does.
I know. I forgot. countless iPods and a fax machine and everything. You're not gonna miss a taco. He's easy to find.
Cutting edge technology.
Feels like we could do this for a while, and I, like I said, we're going to do more shows. Anything else today that we want to?
Probably not, because I got to bail as well. Real life does call, but God, Lauren, David, thank you so much. Everybody in the chats who came to and play hooky a little bit with us, thank you so much. What a fun day! What a great day! This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, we mentioned it. This feels more like Christmas than actual Christmas Day for us. So. Great to wake up and
trying to think of analogies beforehand about Christmas and the whole lineup being confirmed and all that. It feels kind of, and I was thinking, it felt kind of like getting gift cards for Christmas. It's still good, but you know what you're going to get,
Yeah.
But no, this worked. This was really good. David, Lauren, thank you guys so much. I'm good for you for having the ability to do whatever you want to do. I love it. I'm envious as I can be.
Yeah. I got to ask, where are you guys? Because it looks like you're not in the van right now, right?
Yeah, so we are currently in an actual brick-and-mortar house. We would actually rather be in the van, but Colorado had, it was 1 degree on the dashboard thermometer this morning, so awesome. It's pretty cold.
Ooh,
so we're just, taking some time inside to enjoy a little bit of, walls.
I was going to say, if you're in a van, that's a hell of a van you're in right now.
I was going to say, you've upgraded,
What's your next festival? I meant to ask that earlier.
Actually, we're doing Winter Wondergrass out in Steamboat Springs, where Kitchen Dwellers will be playing again. Very much jam bandy, very much right up you guys' alley, I think. Wow. Something you'd very much enjoy. So excited.
I will be very familiar with this band by the end of the day. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we've got an interview with Max, the guitarist, on our YouTube. If anyone out there is also looking to learn a little bit more about them, they're incredibly talented guys. Incredibly Sweet. Talented.
So Do Flunky wants to know if there'll be a pool party for the pool party. Like said, that just sounds like a good idea in theory, but a swimming pool at Bonnaroo?
I mean, you got the fountain to go get diseased in. You know, we don't need a pool, too.
Yeah.
All right. But, I got to run, guys. David, Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
All this up. As always,
thank you all,
we're in off
Thank
this
God.
Week. Get it ready.
This was great. We got to do more shows like this. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. Appreciate the work, Taco.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Happy Roo.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.